have our speaker, Brother Kwan, to help us speak about God's Word. 今天我们有陈冠廷弟兄跟我们来分享神的话语。Kwan.
Well, first I would like to say how honored I am to be able to give this morning's message.
今天我很荣幸能在教会传讲今天的信息。
And I am very happy to have Zhou Wei up here with me.
他很高兴让我来帮他翻译。
I think this is his first time translating for a sermon here too.
对，这是我第一次来为Kwan翻译。
So I guess one of my regrets in life is concerns my childhood friend Josh.
我人生中有一个遗憾是关于我儿时好友 Josh。
Josh and I, we went to school together. We went to middle school.
Josh 和我一起上中学。
And after high school, he would go off to college.
后来高中毕业以后，他上了大学。
And after college, he would get a job doing computer software.
大学毕业后，他在一家公司开发软件。
In Tulsa, Oklahoma.
在俄克拉荷马州。
And so I think we were both working at about the same time.
我们工作大概在同一时间。
And so we would correspond with each other back and forth.
所以我们常常通信。
And he expressed to me how he was doing well and that he had bought a house.
所以他常常会说我很好，然后我也买了一栋房子。
And he was a professing Christian.
他是一个基督徒。
And so I would ask him if he had found a church in Tulsa, if he had found a Bible study, a small group.
所以有些时候我会问他，你在 Tulsa 有没有参加这个小组或者参加圣经学习。
And so I have here a part of his, I dug up a part of his email in his reply to me.
所以这里有一段他写给我的电子邮件。
Since he's dead now, I think it's okay for me to read it.
既然他现在已经过世了，我想我可以读一段他写的东西。
This is what he wrote. I literally don't see one single girl my age who wasn't obviously married with kids at most of the churches I attend.
在我去的绝大多数教会，我几乎没有遇见和我这个年纪的单身姑娘。
One of the slightly bigger churches I went to had a college group I went to once.
有一个稍微大一点的教会，我去了他们的大学生小组。
A year ago, and it had exactly one other person, a guy in it.
这是大约一年前，这里面只有另外一个大学生，还是一个小伙子。
It wasn't particularly useful.
而且那个团却不怎么有用。
The big church I looked at had a singles group that met before church, I think.
我找到一间大教会，有未婚青年的小组，是在崇拜前聚会。
But I didn't really like that church.
可是我也不太喜欢那个教会。
So what my regrets is I kind of left his response at that.
所以我的遗憾就是我没有很坚定的回应他这个给我的这个电子邮件。
And I often recall that if I had pressed harder in terms of encouraging him to find the body of believers.
如果我回想的话，如果我能够多跟他交谈，多鼓励他去找到圣经小组的话，
that he wouldn't have gone down his dark and sad path of suicide.
我不知道他会不会就是之后会陷入忧郁，然后最终选择自杀。
But how often is it that when we look for a church, we're looking for the church that perfectly fits us?
非常的普遍，在我们找教会的时候，我们常常想找到一个非常完美的教会。
That we're looking for a church that has the right mix of people.
那个教会里面有完美组合的人。
With the right kind of activities.
而且有非常完美的这个活动。
In the right location.
在非常好的这个地方。
But that meets at the right time.
而且这个时间很非常的合适。
Well, I can tell you that at this time, no perfect church exists.
我可以告诉你，在目前现今的这个时代，并没有这种完美的教会。
Because there are no perfect people.
因为没有完美的人。
Because we are all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
Now, ACBC is a church.
我们知道这个 ACBC 就是华人阿布奎基华人浸信会是一间教会。
Now, in English, the word church, can mean two things.
英文中这个 church 这个词呢，可以 指两个意思。
Sometimes it can mean the building.
有些时候可以说这是一个建筑物。
Other times it can mean the organization.
有些时候可以是一个组织。
Now when the Bible uses the church, it refers to the organization.
在教会，在圣经中，教会这个词指的是这个组织。
Specifically, we're talking about the organization of the body of believers.
特别是指这个信徒一的全体的 一群信徒。
The word church is first mentioned in the Bible in Matthew 16:18.
圣经中教会一词是在首先出现在马太福音16章18节
where Jesus says that on this rock I will build my church.
当耶稣说我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上。
Now that's in reference to the universal church. That is the church, the body of all the believers in the world.
耶稣在这里指的是这个普世教会，指的就是说全体的信徒。
Now sometimes in the Bible, the Bible uses the word church to mean the local church.
有些时候圣经使用 church 这个词来指这个当地的地方教会。
For example, in 1 Corinthians 1:2,
例如在这个保罗的书信哥林多前书第一章第二节中，
Paul introduces his letter to the church at Corinth.
保罗写给哥林多神的教会。
Where he writes in 1 Corinthians 1:2 to the church of God in Corinth.
他写道，这个是写给哥林多神的教会。
Now here in Acts chapter 2,
这里在使徒行传第二章，
we have the first church in the world.
我们可以看到这个世界上有史以来第一间教会。
It's in Jerusalem.
这是在耶路撒冷。
Now at this time, Jesus has not just risen back to life.
这个时候耶稣不仅仅已经是复活了，
But Jesus has also risen into heaven.
而且已经升天了。
The Holy Spirit has descended on the believers.
圣灵降落在门徒的头上。
And Peter, the Apostle Peter, gives a sermon.
这个保罗他高声讲道。
If you turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 2, starting in verse 14, you can see that Peter begins a sermon.
如果你翻到圣经第二章第十四节的话，你可以看到彼得开始讲道了。
Similar to perhaps Billy Graham, who came here to Albuquerque last in 1998.
这跟葛培林牧师1998年到阿布奎基布道时一样。
Now I wasn't here for that.
那个时候我并不在这里。
But I did see Billy Graham at the Rose Bowl a few years later.
可是我记得几年后那个葛培林牧师他在加州玫瑰湾体育场的讲道。
And his message at that time is the same as Peter's message here in Acts chapter 2.
那时葛培林牧师的信息就跟彼得在这使徒行传第二章的信息一样。
That, if you look down, turn your Bibles and if you look down to Acts chapter 2 verse 36.
如果翻到你的圣经使徒行传第二章第36节。
Peter says, Therefore let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ.
故此以色列全家确实当知道你们钉在十字架的这位耶稣神已立他为主为基督了。
So we have here the words Lord and Christ.
这里我们看到有两个词，一个是主，一个是基督。
But Jesus is Lord and Christ.
耶稣是主，是基督。
Lord means someone who has authority or power over other people.
在这里主是指有权柄和和能力管理其他人的人。
And Jesus has authority and power over you.
耶稣在你身上有权柄。
You may not believe it.
你也许相信。
You may not accept it.
你也许接受。
But it is true.
但这是绝对真实的。
Now we also have the word Christ.
这里也有基督一词。
Which is a Greek word.
这是一个希腊文字。
It means the Messiah.
这意指的是弥赛亚。
Which is from the Hebrew.
弥赛亚是希伯来词。
Which means the anointed one.
这个是指受膏者的意思。
And the Jews knew that the Messiah is God.
犹太人明白弥赛亚就是神。
And this is the reason for Jesus' death.
这也是为什么耶稣会死的原因之一。
The Jews who would not accept Jesus as the Messiah decided to kill him.
那些犹太人他不愿意接受耶稣是弥赛亚，所以他们决定要杀死他。
But amen that Jesus is the Lord, that he is the Messiah, and he came back to life.
但是我们都知道耶稣就是弥赛亚，他就是神，他而且是从死里复活。
So we have here in Peter's teaching that Jesus is the Christ.
这里彼得教导我们耶稣就是基督。
And if you believe that Jesus is the Christ,
如果你相信耶稣就是基督的话，
then that means you believe that Jesus is God.
那你就相信耶稣也是神。
And if you believe that Jesus is God,
如果你相信耶稣是神，
then you will seek to understand what he teaches.
你会去寻求明白他所教导的。
And you will do and obey what he says.
你也会去按他所教导的去做。
Now, go down to the next verse, to Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
那我们看到下面一节37节。
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do?
这里讲到，众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其他的使徒说，弟兄们，我们当怎么行？
And it is the same question as today.
这也是我们今天要回应的问题。
That when we are confronted with a statement,That Jesus is the Messiah.
当我们被告知耶稣是弥赛亚的时候，
And when you believe that Jesus is the Messiah,
当你相信耶稣是弥赛亚的时候，
the same question should be asked, What shall I do?
这个问题我们同样要回答，我们应当怎样行？
And then going down to chapter, to verse 38, Peter gives the response.
下面一节38节，彼得说明了该有的行动。
That with belief comes action.
这个就是从信仰变成了行动。
And Peter says in verse 38, Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
第38节，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必须受所赐的圣灵。
So the response is to repent and be baptized.
这里讲到就是要悔改而且受洗。
Now, baptism is a command that Jesus says that we should follow.
这个洗礼是耶稣所吩咐我们要去做的。
It does not confer salvation.
这并不是说这个也是这个洗礼也是来确认你的这个你的救恩。
Okay, as we know from Luke chapter 23 that the criminal hanging on the cross, he was not baptized.
在路加福音23章与耶稣同定的一个犯人他并没有受洗。
But nonetheless, he was saved.
他还是得救了。
He was saved through the grace of Jesus who hung next to him.
他是因为耶稣基督的恩典挂着他旁边的耶稣基督的恩典他得救了。
So we have the same gospel message.
我们同样有这个福音的信息在这里。
It's the same gospel message that Peter here gives.
这也是彼得刚刚给所讲的。
That Billy Graham was preaching.
也是葛培里牧师所讲的。
And that Christians today that we speak of.
这也是我们基督徒常常讲的。
That the gospel message is that we are sinners and that Jesus is God and he died on the cross for our sins.
这个福音就是你是一个罪人。耶稣是神他为你的罪死在十字架上。
For if you look down in verse 38, it talks about the forgiveness of your sins that you have sins.
刚刚38节彼得有讲到这个罪的被赦免。
And if you look at verse 40, there's a warning.
如果看40节的话彼得有一个警告。
Peter warns us to save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
彼得说你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
And just as at that time is also this time that indeed it is a corrupt generation.
不管是在那个时代还是我们现今的时代这确实是一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
That we are a generation of sinners.
我们都是罪人。
That need Jesus Christ.
我们需要耶稣基督。
And when you repent, you receive the Holy Spirit, as I said here in verse 38.
当我们得救的时候我们会接受圣灵就像38节讲到的。
And with the Holy Spirit, if you look in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 14,
如果就是关于这个圣灵我们可以在以弗所书1章14节中看到。
Okay. The Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据只等到神之名被赎。
That is, the Holy Spirit living in us means that we have eternal life.
就是说圣灵住在我们心里就代表我们有永恒的生命。
Now, going back to Acts chapter 2, we do see that it is, Peter does tell us to be baptized.
所以回到这个使徒行传第二章彼得确实告诉我们要受洗。
So it's my challenge to you that if you believe that Jesus is Lord and have not been baptized,
如果现在我在这里挑战你想一想如果你相信耶稣是神你接受耶稣 你还没有受洗的话，
that you should follow Jesus' command.
那你应该听从耶稣的嘱咐和命令。
You can talk to Pastor Lou to get that schedule.
你可以跟刘牧师来联系安排洗礼的时间。
Now we see that the results of Peter's preaching is found in verse 41.
在41节提到彼得讲道的成果。
In Acts 2:41, the Bible says, those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
在41节讲到，于是领受他的话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了3000人。
And immediately following, we have the new church. It is immediate, it's so immediate verse following.
这紧接着就是讲到这个教会的成立。
So if you turn to your Bibles, to today's passage, which is Acts 2:42-47.
所以翻到，请翻到你的圣经到《使徒行传》第二章第42节到47节，也是今天我们信息的经文。
This is what the Bible says. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings, to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
在这里，《使徒行传》第二章第42节到47节，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜、诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。
I would point out that in verse 42, the pronoun that is used is they.
在这里42节这个代词用的是他们。
That it immediately follows verse 41 when they were saved, when they believed in Jesus.
这里就紧接着就是41节讲的3000人接受耶稣的人。
Upon accepting Peter's message, they were baptized,And they immediately started the church.
在这里，他们听了彼得的信息，就马上接受，相信耶稣，然后他们成立了教会。
Okay, we understood that the group of people here are those who accepted Peter's message.
这里讲的人就是刚刚接受彼得话的人。
That is the 3,000 people.
这是3000个新的门徒。
Plus the 120 people that are found in Acts 1:15.
如果回去看到《使徒行传》一章十五节的话，他们之前有120名稍微老一点的门徒。
And they listened to the apostles' teachings, they fellowshiped together, they did the Lord's Supper, they prayed together. This sounds like a church.
他们开始听从使徒的教训，彼此交接，守主餐，也一同祷告。这听起来像一间教会。
Now ACBC, we do worship on Sundays.
我们 ACBC 阿布奎奇华人浸信会，我们早主日有崇拜。
And inside the worship there is the sermon.
在崇拜中我们有信息讲道。
We also have Sunday school.
之后我们有一个小时左右的主日学。
That is in about an hour.
对呀，一个小时左右。
And we also have fellowship and small groups.
我们也有一些团契和小组。
You can look in your bulletin for those.
对，你可以看今天的单张上都有。
We do the Lord's Supper on the first Sunday of each month.
我们每个月第一个主日有主餐纪念。
And we also have prayer meetings.
我们也有祷告会。
I'm aware of at least three.
我知道至少有四个。
And do you look here, the new believers, they did not just listen to the apostles' teachings.
在这里我们看到这些早期的基督徒，他们不仅仅是听从使徒的教导。
But you see, they also follow the apostles' teachings.
他们也遵从使徒的教导。
Now, at ACBC, we have the pastor and Sunday school teachers and small group leaders.
在我们这个教会，我们有牧师，我们有主日学老师，我们也有一些小组的带领的人。
Now, pastors, Sunday school teachers, and small group leaders can be wrong.
当然，这个牧师或者主日学老师或者小组长们，他们会犯错误。
But we should be teaching from the Bible.
但我们应该是教导圣经。
And the Bible is always right.
但圣经总是对的。
But by listening to these teachings, it can give us an idea of how other believers understand the Bible.
当我们听这些教导的时候，我们可以听到弟兄姐妹他们分享自己对圣经的理解。
And so you see here that the newly baptized believers, well, the believers, they not only were baptized, they also formed a church.
所以这些新的门徒他们不仅仅是受了洗，他们也建立了教会。
Now I know I'm preaching to the choir here.
我想我这里在这里是对这个信徒传教多此一举。
Because you are here.
因为你们已经在这里了。
But I think it is also a reminder to each of us.
但这也是对我们每个人的提醒。
But also, for the new people.
但对新来的人。
For those who are passing through.
或者暂时来这边的人。
Or for those of you who are going to be moving away.
或者那一些就是可能要很快就要离开搬离这边的人。
I'm looking at the teens.
这些主要就是特别是这些青少年。
Okay, when you say you are following Jesus.
当你说你跟随耶稣
，That means you will be involved in the local church.
那意思说你就应该参加到一间当地的教会中去。
Now in 2018, Pew Research did a poll.
在2018年 ，Pew 研究中心做了一个民意调查。
They did a survey on Americans' attitudes on going to church.
那是关于美国人对上教堂的态度。
So they found that among identifying evangelical Christians that do not regularly attend worship.
这里是关于这个不经常参加崇拜的福音派基督徒。
46% cited, I practice my faith in other ways as their reason for not going to church.
这其中 46% 的人以我用其他的方法追求信仰作为理由不去教会。
41% cited, I don't like something.Or I haven't found the right church as their reason.
另外41%的人以我不喜欢教会的某些东西，或者我还没有找到合适的教会做理由。
Now, rather than finding a church that fits your personality,
我想与其去寻找那个适合你个性的教会。
Okay, we are called to do the functions of the church.
我们被呼召来实现教会的功能。
Just like the believers here.
就像我们刚刚在早期信徒身上所看到的一样。
In AD 30,
在主后30年左右，
we see here that the believers were involved in church.
这些跟随耶稣的门徒，他们参与教会。
There was only one at the time.
当然，当时只有一个教会。
So they couldn't be picky.
所以他们也不能够太挑剔。
Okay, now these members, they were involved in each other's lives.
这些门徒，他们参与到彼此的生活中。
They follow the teachings of the leaders.
他们听从这些领袖的教导。
You see that they were also following Jesus' commands with the Lord's Supper.
他们也遵从耶稣的命令来守主餐。
That is when Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me.
当耶稣说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You see that they also pray together.
他们也一起聚在一起祷告。
They also prayed alone, but they also prayed together.
他们不仅仅独自向神祷告，他们也会聚在一起祈祷。
And they also shared their possessions.
他们房屋公用。
Okay, they gave to those in need.
给那些需要的人。
Yeah, I'm reminded of a few years ago before I was married.
我记得这个在我结婚前几年。
I needed a TV stand.
我需要一个电视架子。
Well, at first I thought I could build one.
开始我想我能够自己做一个。
And I actually tried.
我实际上有试着去做。
Actually, it didn't work. It was actually a complete failure.
站不太起来。
I think I just had a mass of wood that was somehow nailed together.
真的就是很多块木头这个用钉子钉在一起而已。
But I'm very grateful that Emma heard about this.
所以我很感激 Emma 听到这个以后。
And that Emma showed up at my house with a TV stand.
所以有一天她把她的这个电视架带到我家。
And Ann and I are actually still using that piece of furniture today.
对 ，Ann 和我现在还在用那个电视架。
So that's just a small example of that I can think of around here of how people have shared their possessions.
这是我一个小小的例子，我在这里想到我们教会中大家会来分享自己的东西。
And it is something that we are called to do in the body of believers.
这也是神呼召我们在 我们弟兄姐妹之间该做的做的一些事情。
Now going down into the passage, you see that in verse 46, that every day they continue to meet together in the temple courts.
在后面下面46节，我们可以看他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里。
They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
他们在家中掰饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
I think that's called a small group fellowship.
这跟我们的小组团契是不是很像？
Yes, that they fellowship together.
他们一起团契相交。
And as a result, they praise God.
然后他们就赞美神。
Now why?
为什么他们赞美神？
Now keep in mind that this is just a few months after Jesus' resurrection.
这个时候就是在耶稣基督刚刚离开他们不久。
So I can only assume that they are praising God for Jesus.
我想他们是在赞美耶稣，赞美神。
They are praising God for what he has done.
我们为神的作为赞美他。
And even today we can praise God for saving us from our sins.
即使是今天我们也可以赞美神拯救我们脱离我们的罪。
Now, if you look at verse 41 and 47, you see the results.
如果我们看41节和47节的话，我们可以看到这里面的成果。
That the results in verse 41 was that about 3,000 were added to their number that day.
41节讲到那一天门徒约添了3000人。
And in verse 47, the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
47节，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Now, I think the numbers are important.
我想这个数目是重要的。
Because they are here in the Bible.
因为圣经记载了。
And I think that what we see here is that when people are being saved, when the Bible records that people are being saved, it is confirming the work of the Holy Spirit.
当这里我们看到人就众人 被拯救，而且圣经里面记载到这些被拯救的事情，这里面就确认这个圣灵的工作。
If you remember the book of Acts,
如果我们记得使徒行传的话，
is about Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
这本书的主旨的话，就是关于在这个在一章八节讲到。
If you turn to Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, Jesus says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
在这里耶稣说道，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Now, in English, we just call this the Book of Acts.
这里面讲到是使徒的行传。
Which actually means the Acts of the Apostles.
Yeah, 就是说这些使徒们他们做了什么事情。
But oftentimes it can be said that the Book of Acts is also the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
从另外一方面讲，我想使徒行传也可以讲是关于圣灵怎么传扬福音的。
That is that everything in the book of Acts is about how the Holy Spirit pushed the gospel forward, first in Jerusalem, and then in Judea, and then Judea and Samaria, and then to the rest of the Roman Empire.
所以在这里我们可以看到，在这个使徒行传里面，基本上也是圣灵怎么推动使徒来把福音从耶路撒冷传到犹太全地，也传到撒玛利亚，也传到整个的罗马帝国。
And so when we see in Acts chapter 2 verse 41 and in 47 that people coming to Christ, that is an act of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在41节和47节看到，就是很多人都来接受主的福音的话，这里面实际上是圣灵的工作。
Which is a part of, which is a major theme inside this book.
这也是这本书的主题。
That is Holy Spirit spreading the gospel, and the good news is right at the center of that.
通过圣灵的工作，这个福音就被传扬出来。
As a matter of fact, if you look earlier back in Peter's sermon, the gospel is right at the center of his sermon.
在彼得的讲道里面，神的呼召也在他的讲道的里面。
I think it's also that the people in the early church, the people around the early church noticed what the church was doing.
这个初期教会的那些信徒，他们都知道教会在做什么。
Now, to be fair, it's not that you notice what the church is doing.
不是说你注意到教会在做什么。
You notice what the people in the church are doing.
是教会中的信徒在做什么。
That is, that the church, the believers, they were doing things in church.
是那些信徒在教会里面做工。
That's right, the church is for believers.
这个教会是为了信徒。
As a matter of fact, the church is believers.
教会实际上就是信徒。
And believers should be in the church.
所有的信徒应该在教会里。
Jesus loved the church.
耶稣爱教会。
In Ephesians 5:25, Bible writes that just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
就在以弗所书第五章第二十五节里面讲的，正如这里面是讲到丈夫爱妻子，就说正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And it's a reminder that yes, Jesus loves the church. He loves the people who are saved. He loves the people who believe in him.
所以耶稣爱教会，他爱信徒，他爱被得救的人，得救的人他爱这些人。
And Ephesians 5:25 points out that he loved the church so much that he died for the church.
在以弗所书五章二十五节讲到他爱教会，甚至于将他自己的生命舍去。
Now it's kind of circular because me being one of the believers in the church, that means that Jesus died for me.
所以如果你按照逻辑这个下来的话，那因为我是教会的一部分，所以耶稣也是为我而死的。
And also remember that in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23 to 25,
在希伯来书十章二十三到二十五节，
Hebrews says, Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one anotherAnd all the more as you see the day approaching.
在希伯来书十章二十三到二十五节，这里提醒我们，也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Notice the use of the word us in this passage.
有没有注意到这个经文里面用我们一词？
It is not I or you.
不是我，也不是你，是我们。
That's right, it is us.
是我们。
But if you look down in verse 25, you can see that there's actually a temptation that is mentioned.
如果你看下面这个25节的话，你可以看到这里面有一个诱惑。
Let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing.
让我们不要停止聚会，就像有些人已经停止惯了一样。
That actually it was also true at that time as it is today.
在那个年代，就初期教会的时候，看起来他们跟我们目前的一些问题也是一样的。
That there was and is a temptation of non-involvement at church.
那时和现在都有这个诱惑，都有这种诱惑，就是不参与教会。
But we are called to snap out of it.
但是我们接受呼召，我们要振作起来。
And get involved.
参与进去。
So we all need to repent and believe in Jesus.
我们每个人都要悔改，相信耶稣。
But afterwards, we have a calling to join and be involved in a church body.
之后我们要响应呼召，加入教会。
Now when I talk about being involved in a church body, I'm talking about more than just sitting in those red chairs.
这个呼召远远超过坐在这个红椅子上。
Actually, I'm speaking about more than being in Sunday school.
也远远超过参加主日学。
This is just like the church here in Acts chapter 2 about being involved in the lives of fellow brothers and sisters.
这个呼召是就像这个在使徒行传第二章提到的，就是我们要参与到我们弟兄姐妹的生命和生活中去。
So that we can encourage one another in following the Bible.
以致我们可以用圣经的话来彼此鼓励。
So that we can help those in need.
以致我们可以来帮助那些需要的人。
And so that we can remind each other of God's great works.
所以我们能够互相提醒关于神的伟大作为。
This is great works both in the past and also in our lives.
这些伟大作为不光光是包括过去，也是现在目前在进行中的。
And so that we can praise God.
以致我们能够赞美神。
And
from the workings of the church,
通过教会的工作,
just maybe those that are lost and those that do not know who Jesus is.
通过我们教会的工作，那些不认识耶稣的失丧的灵魂,
can see God's work, God's love being acted out amongst the believers.
可以看到这个神的作为和耶稣的爱通过这些圣徒来彰显出来。
So where do you stand with God today?
所以这个问题就是说，你今天跟神的关系情况如何？
Do you believe that the resurrected Jesus is God?
你相信复活的耶稣是基督，是神吗？
Have you ever made a decision to follow him?
你有没有做出决定要跟随耶稣？
If you would like to make a decision to follow Jesus,
如果你愿意决定跟随耶稣的话，
and have, you can speak to me,
你可以崇拜后和我，
actually you can speak to me, you can come up in a moment, while the song is playing or any time afterwards in worship,
你甚至可以在等一下我们这个音乐起来的时候过来，或者这个崇拜后。
Or you can speak to the pastor Liu.
你也可以跟刘牧师交谈。
You can speak to any of the Sunday school teachers.
你也可以跟任何的主日学老师交谈。
Or any of the co-workers.
或者教会同工。
And we can get you pointed in the right direction.
我们可以给你指向这个正确的方向。
And for those of you who are followers of Christ and have decided to do so,
如果你们是耶稣跟随耶稣的门徒，
Following Christ means includes meeting with other followers.
记得这个跟随耶稣的信徒也包括要跟信徒团契。
That's right. Followers of Christ meet with other followers.
所以说跟随基督的人要跟跟随基督的人一起聚会。
That's called a church.
这个聚在一起的就叫做教会。
So don't just go to church.
所以不要仅仅去教会。
Be a part of church.
也要成为教会的一份子。
Anyway, let me pray. Father in heaven,
我们天上的父。
Thank you very much for your son Jesus Christ.
谢谢你赐给我们耶稣基督。
For dying for our sins.
死在十字架上为我们的罪。
And for loving us so that you've established your church.
谢谢你爱我们，所以你建立了教会。
And actually for dying for the church as well.
而且你也为教会而死。
And I ask that those of you here, that those of the ones here who do not know you, that you may work in their hearts and they may come to accept your son Jesus Christ as Lord and Christ.
主啊，我求你触动那些还未相信你的人，让他们也能够信仰，接受耶稣，成为你的门徒，能够得到你在永恒的救恩。
And for those of, for those who are your children,
对于那些已经是神家中的人，
that you may encourage us to meet with one another on a regular basis.
求主激励我们能够互相彼此的团契。
And so that we can encourage one another.
我们能够彼此鼓励。
And testify in your name.
而且我们为你的名做见证。
In Christ Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.